concept of who you were to me. I lied to myself to believe that we could reconcile our mismatched morality.
Welcome to the Metal Meltdown, and I am your host, El Dr. Misterio, and of course you're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting live and in Technicolor from unceded Coast Salish territory in Burnaby, British Columbia, the campus community radio station at Simon Fraser University. Remember that you can listen to us online at cjsf.ca. You can also listen to us through the new app for Android or iOS. And, of course, you can find all the podcasts created for and by mankind at cjsf.ca/contents/metal-meltdown. We just listened to Taylor Dory Trio. They are from Edmonton, Alberta in Canada. And we listened to the song The Waitress, which is their single from 2020. Before that, we listened to Naitaka or Naitaka. They are from Kelowna in British Columbia, Canada. And we listened to the song Forbidden Dimension, which is part of their 2023 album Emergence. And we started the set with Sleeper Ship. They are from Victoria, BC, Canada as well. And we listened to the song The Traveler, which is part of their 2022 EP, The Gateway. And yes, all these bands will be performing at the Hyperspace Metal Festival, happening from the 11th to the 14th of April. The 11th is at the Wise Hall, the 12th and 13th are at the Rickshaw Theater, and then the 14th, there's like a free after party slash market happening at the Russian Hall. So yes, tons of activities for the Hyperspace Metal Festival. And I guess, speaking of the devil, let's see if technology cooperates and we can get a clean connection with Joey. So let's try that. All right, so we are here with Joey. I guess I didn't ask for your last name, Joey.
Hawken.
There you go. And we're going to discuss the beautiful Hyperspace Festival. How are you doing, first of all?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm very, very good. Thank you very much. Yes, so the Hyperspace. I guess tell us a little bit about it. Like, I know it's been going on for a little bit. Like, maybe you can tell us a little bit of history about it. Like, what brought you guys to, maybe you can tell us also who is involved and how did the idea started to, you know, to do the festival and how many editions you have had and, you know, all that kind of great stuff.
Yeah, so this is the fifth year of the festival, not counting COVID, you know, so it's, I think it was 7 years ago was the first one, but yeah, it basically started when I was looking for opportunities for my own band, and there, as far as like specific genre kind of festivals, there wasn't really a lot around for kind of a newer modern power metal style. There's a lot of traditional metal festivals, there's a lot of extreme metal festivals, but for my own band there just wasn't really a lot around. But I knew there was a lot of bands, like, you know, we got Unleash the Archers, you know, taking over the world, and a lot of other awesome bands from around here. So I just kind of had the idea for the festival, and then I started reaching out to people to see if people would be on board to do it. And the first one actually came together really, really easily because everyone was just, I think, really on board with the idea. And then, it's just been growing from there. I've been trying to, you know, keep the venues happy, trying to kick things up a notch every year wherever I can.
No, that sounds pretty good. And so do you remember, like, how many bands or how many days was the first one, or was it just one day? Like,
the first one we did 2 days, and I think we had a total of 11 bands that time, and the headliners were Helion Prime and Iron Kingdom.
There you go.
Who have both Kingdom. Played the festival again since then.
Yes, no, that's great. And yeah, now I guess we're coming to 2024, and so it's going to be on the, what is it, the 11th to the 13th of April?
Yeah. So the 11th at the Wise Hall, the 12th and 13th at the Rickshaw Theater, and then on the 14th, we're having a after party. We're teaming up with the with Invisible Orange to do the Invisible Market, and we're just going to have a little after party So if anyone's still in town, that's a good place to be. It's at the Russian Cultural Center.
Okay. Yes, I seem to recall that that exercise. That yeah, it should be a great. And so is there are tickets required for that or not, or what's the?
Nope, that's a free entry event.
Perfect. That's good. Yeah, we'll remind them again in a few minutes. So for the headliners, I guess. So this year is, I don't know how to pronounce it properly. Tier. I don't know if it's tier, just tier, or.
I think people generally say tier. I'm not 100% sure if that's correct. They're from the Faroe Islands, where they speak Faroese, and not a lot of other people speak that. So I think they just roll with us calling it tier. I think I've heard it's actually pronounced Tuir, but I could be completely off.
Yes,
on that as well.
I'm pretty sure we're missing an accent here or there.
Yeah.
So you have them. You also have Flotsam and Jetsam. I was surprised that they are still, you know, kicking around. That's they have been around for a little bit.
They've been around a long, long time, and they've had very few lineup changes as far as I know, and like they were just good the whole time, like every album. Like go ahead and listen to their newer stuff. It's awesome.
Yes. No, I agree. I was putting, you know, together the playlist for today, and yes, it's they are still playing good, just like I remember them.
Not just a legacy band, they still rip.
Exactly. No, that's pretty good. So, was that? From a outsider curiosity perspective, like is that too hard to get these headliners, or is it just a matter of time, or maybe you have connections, or all of the above?
It's all of the above, I would say. I've been kind of cultivating my relationship with certain booking agents and stuff, and then it's the budget is a big factor too. Like 3 years ago, we definitely did not have the budget to get a band like this, but we've been stepping it up a little bit every year, and this year it's crazy how well everything worked out.
That's pretty great, because it's, I mean, I don't know how you feel, but I think that, I don't know what size is the rickshaw at this point in time. You know, it's not as big as, you know, the Commodore or something else, but it's not, you know, a small venue. Even the Wise Hall, I mean, it's, you know, if you get people standing up, then it's quite, you know, it has quite a few or a medium, whatever capacity. So anyway, my point was that it's always awesome to see all these kind of bands on this kind of, you know, medium slash whatever you want to call it, size venues, because it's, you know, it's, I mean, you're way in touch with them and with the crowd, and it's, you know, even if it's packed, it's not like, you know, 5,000 people.
Yeah. As a fan, I always enjoy going to smaller shows, like, any show that happens at Rogers Arena, it's got to be someone I really, really want to see before I want to deal with that kind of, that many people and stuff. So I think that's one big benefit of the festival is we have kick-ass lineups, but I'm allowed to swear.
Too late now. No, I just can. Of course you can. We are co-op radio, community radio. So.
Oh yeah. Nice. I like the intimacy of shows, like, you know, the Rickshaw Theater is honestly like the biggest venue I would ever choose to go to, barring bands that I just can't afford to miss, kind of thing. And I love the venue. Like, the staff are all super nice. There's the way it's arranged, there's no bad spots in the house. No matter where you are in the venue, you can see the stage just fine.
Correct. Yeah, correct. You are right. Yeah, Mo and, you know, on the team have been doing a great job since they started taking care of it.
Yeah.
And
the best. They're the best.
Correct. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, we were just there for a little, you know, St. Patrick's celebration on a few days ago, and yes, it was, as you said, no matter where you sit or stand, like, it's, you can see and hear, like, you know, perfectly. So it's a great setup.
Yeah.
Yeah. Setup for sure. I was checking the lineup and, besides the headliners, there seemed to be quite a mix of, you have a couple of US bands, you have mm-hmm. a couple of, Albertians or Calgarians or both. And, so it seems to be like a good mix of, BC and Alberta and the US. And, I can remember, I think you have, a couple of Easterners too. And, yes.
Yeah. Yeah. It's fun putting these lineups together because I'm trying to, have someone from each major city around and try and hit each kind of subgenre within the genre of melodic metal. And this year we got our first European bands. We got Tyr from the Faroe Islands, and then we also got Trollfest from Norway. So that's pretty exciting. We have four different countries represented on the festival this year.
Oh, that's pretty good. Yeah, and I have to say that, there's a lot of festivals going on in town for the year. And, people seem to respond, even if there's two or three things happening on the same day. So, hopefully this will be the case as well. And, people should attend because the lineups on any day are just great. And, as you said, all the bands are super good. Like I said, I was putting up together the playlist, and it was a little difficult to decide one song to play from each from each band, mm-hmm. from each album, but anyway, we only had 2 hours, so yeah. we had to choose, yeah.
the best thing about organizing this festival is being a fan. Like this is my favorite style of metal, so I get really excited looking at the lineup. And it's coming up. I'm counting down along with everyone else because I just can't wait to see all these bands.
Sounds awesome. So I guess where can people find either more information or buy the tickets, or what's the best mm-hmm. way or the best way?
So the tickets are available at Eventbrite. So it's if you just type in Hyperspace 5 and Google, it should show up. Or if you go to eventbrite.ca. and search it up on there, or you can go to our new website that we just launched a couple months ago. It's journeymanproductions.org. And if you go to that, then everything, all the information about all the local shows that we put on, the festivals that we put on. Of course, we have New Year's Winterfest as well in the January every year. The info for that, as soon as it's available, we'll be up there. You can see all the information about all the previous years. We also have a Discord server. I want to invite everyone to come hang out with us. We like talking about metal and things going on around the scene, getting excited about shows coming up, not just our own, but we're fans too. Cool. And we also have a mailing list, which on the front page of the website there, you can just type your email in, sign up for our newsletter. We'll send it out, every month or two, kind of thing. Keep people updated. And then, of course, all the other socials, Facebook, Instagram, blah blah blah.
Sounds good. And it's Journeyman Productions.
Yeah, journeymanproductions.org.
There you go. One word, productions in plural, man in singular. Yeah. Journey in singular.
Yeah, one journey.
One journey, one man. Many productions.
Multiple productions.
There you go. Awesome. That should be in your business card, on smaller letters.
That's pretty good. I like it.
Another gift, from El Doctor Misterio to, the Hyperspace mm-hmm. Festival. I forgot to ask in the beginning, how did the name came up? If you remember, or if you can share. Or...
So this is funny. It's funny to me how often people, it'll just kind of click to them. Like they've heard both my band Apprentice and when I graduated to being a promoter, Journeyman Productions. It's kind of a bad joke, but sometimes people suddenly realize it. They're like, oh, and it's funny to me.
And then for the festival, that's interesting. You are very humble, we can tell. And then and then for the festival itself, like why hyperspace?
So I noticed within melodic metal a few years ago, like I don't know, the last 10 years, there's been a bit of a shift in like lyrical themes within power metal. We're just kind of moving away from fantasy and more towards sci-fi kind of themes. Like it's just, I think fantasy was just kind of beaten to death and sci-fi is like, it was like a little bit of a breath of fresh air 10 years ago. And nothing wrong. I love fantasy metal. Don't get me wrong. But like, it's just a trend that I noticed. And so the festival kind of wanted it to highlight the newer generation of melodic metal bands, kind of thing.
I see. No, that's cool. I'm always curious about, band names or festival names or whatever it is. Like, there's always a, good story, good rationale there.
Yeah, totally.
All right. Okay, let's remind, I guess, people when the festival is going to be, where, and also remind them about the, the after party, the market, please.
Yeah. So the festival itself is going to take place April 11th to 13th. Day one is at the Wise Hall, and day two and three are at the Rickshaw Theater. And then we're doing an after party on Sunday the 14th. At the Russian Cultural Center we got the Invisible Market there. We're going to do a Magic the Gathering draft. There's a new set coming out that we're going to be drafting, which I'm a huge nerd, so I'm pretty stoked for that too.
You
3-day passes are still available. We're coming up on 50% sold out for the all 3 days, so ticket sales always kick up a lot in the last little bit, so don't miss out. I honestly think it might sell out this time, all 3 days. So don't miss out on your chance to get tickets.
No, and the 3-day pass is a very, very good deal. So it's not only super, you're saving a bunch of money there, but you get to see like all these great bands. So yes, please.
Yeah, you get 15 bands for $90.
There you go. Nothing.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, thank you very much again, Joey, for being with us. And and I guess we'll see you very soon.
Yep, thank you. I look forward to seeing you at the festival as well.
All right, thanks again.
Yeah, bye-bye.
All right, let's continue with your weekly doses of metal music here at the Metal Meltdown.